Let's take our confession together. Take a deep breath. Drink some water if you need to. It's a long one. It's probably one of the longest ones we've ever done. And we're working on putting them on cards. We're going to put them on like Pastor Emmanuel always does. Put them on beautiful cards and we're going to make them available. And we'll mail them when we start mailing the books out to anyone who orders those hard copies of the books. And those of you who come to services, you'll be able to get a physical copy for yourself. So that way you won't be needing the flimsy pieces of paper that would eventually tear. You can actually have some good quality card and you can keep it. I really love these particular confessions. I love them every year, but is breathed by God. Every year they are breathed by God, but that this one was extra breath. Extra ruach. Hallelujah. All right, let's take it. Are you ready? Okay, 2, 3, go. 2022, my year of divine everything. Divine appointments, divine realities, divine manifestations, divine interventions, divine interruptions, and divine orchestrations. This is my year for the overflow and overdrive of the divine workings of God. He is showing up and showing out everywhere, every day, every way, and in everything that concerns my life. My Lord and my God, how great thou art. I am that I am. I give you praise. God is showing up and showing out for me like he did at the Red Sea. He is showing up and showing out like he did at the Jordan and at Jericho. He is showing up and showing out like he did in the upper room and in the lower dungeon. My Lord and my God, how great thou art. I am that I am. I give you praise. 2022 is my year of superlative praise and unbridled gratitude. Thank you, Jesus, for my 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is my season of fresh glory, exceeding grace, life unlimited, and double-digit blessings. I hear the sound of abundance of rain, and something is about to burst. Thank you, Jesus, for my 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is my year of on-time release. I serve the on-time God, and he will be on time for me. I am on time. There is no delay or denial. I am not behind, and I will not come up short. The stack of blessings prepared for this season and every season of my life is manifesting speedily. God is turning the hand of the clock and restoring to me everything that is rightfully mine. I am going from devastation to restoration in record time and in record style. I am planted by the rivers of water and I bear my fruit in due season. I don't see the drought and I don't feel the heat. The leaves of my destiny will never wither, and everything I lay my hands upon to do will prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Jehovah God, my Jehovah everything, is the chief architect and the chief pilot of my life. El Shaddai, the Almighty God himself, is the central core of my destiny. My rock, my strength, my mighty fortress, my deliverer, my high tower, and the horn of my salvation. I trust you completely, and I am confident in your unprecedented arrangements for my life. Jesus is my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my covenant partner, my bosom friend, and my everything. I have strength for all things through Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in his sufficiency, and I am spirit-filled, spirit-led, and spirit-blessed. 2022 is my year of divine everything, divine appointments, divine realities, divine manifestations, divine interventions, divine interruptions, and divine orchestrations in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Somebody say, I receive that for myself. Say, I receive it for my family. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The time of our Daniel fast is one of the most exciting times of the year for us. I see we're already way past 12:30. I really love the flow of the services, by the way. I so enjoyed praise and worship. I usually do, but I really enjoyed it extra this morning. That was so powerful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was so awesome. That was so awesome. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That was so awesome. And I'm really loving just, you know, thank you, Pastor Tinu, for all that. I will pay you. All the promotion that you are doing, I will pay you. I owe you. And God will pay you more than I can pay, but I will pay you. I promise. Yeah, I know you know where it's all hidden. You know. Oh, man. And I love the time of praying. Woo. The praying at the beginning, the vision prayers that we do. Woo. How awesome. Thank you. And it's going to get better. I know. I can feel that anointing. So I love the flow. It gives me a little bit less time to spend in the word. But I found out it's not really the volume of time that we spend in the word. It's the quality of the word. And sometimes it's long and sometimes it's short. It's not really how much time. It's the quality of it. And so I don't really mind. I love the flow of it. Pastor Emmanuel and Pastor Led, they are getting very anointed with that session. I think they may get too anointed. If they start getting too anointed, I will have to start shutting them down. Because I can see the thing is really flowing. My goodness. But it's so powerful. I tell you, I mean, don't you feel it too? I mean, you can see the tangible, and it's, I tell you, it's the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. These things we're doing, we don't just come up with, it's not mind. The Lord directs towards the end of last year, he said, put vision prayer in your service. And you know, we started the first Sunday of December. Don't do it. I said, oh, maybe we should start in 20. No, don't start. No, jump start it, is what he said. Jump start. So don't wait till January. Start now. So we started in this. Many of you know we started first Sunday of December. We jump started it. There are many things like that the Lord has had us jump start. That I did not even understand. I remember before the pandemic started in 2019, towards the end of 2019, the Lord started to say to me, jump start this. And he started pointing to specifics. And many of you know, in October of that year, November of that year, 2019, we started doing some things we'd never done before. All of these, many of these electronic things, we're doing electronic giving, all this. And a lot of the things we're doing in the ministry started towards the end of 2019, before the pandemic. By the time the pandemic started in February 2020, it's like we were packaged for the pandemic. We were not scrambling. We were not hurrying, trying to change. No, we were ready. Why? Because the Lord had us jumpstart. So usually when the Lord says that jumpstart, and pay attention to you, it's not just for us as a ministry, corporate organization, corporate vision, corporate body. Even for you in your personal lives, pay attention. The Lord will have you jumpstart certain things. Don't wait to understand it. Don't say, but we haven't done it before like that. Don't say, but it will eat into the time of this. Don't come up with all these buts. Remove all the buts out of the way. Hallelujah. If the Lord said jumpstart it, just jumpstart it. Amen. Just obey him. And then you see the flow. You see, he will confirm his word. He always does. He always does. I mean, so far, since we started all this vision praying now, in the last 2 months, I've already seen big confirmation of his word. I'm talking big, not small, big. It's exactly what he wants us to do. We're filling the airwaves with his word. Hallelujah. So, a time of a fast like this, I know I don't have a lot, and I'm not going to keep you long at all. I just want to prepare you a little bit. Just keep, and you know, whatever I do today, the Lord would sustain our lives. If Jesus tarries, we'll come back and do more next Sunday, right? So I just want to prepare us. It's a very awesome time to reset. Just to reset. I don't know about you, but for me, I always look at these times like, you know, I just want to reset and I want to draw closer to the Lord. Amen. When you've been working with the Lord for a while, and many of us, we repeat the same thing every year, you know, the Daniel fast, you know, if you are not careful, sometimes it becomes like just a tradition. Like we're just doing, oh, we're doing it again, Daniel fast. No, but every time there's a reset, and we're supposed to become more intimate with our Heavenly Father. We're supposed to draw, there's so much room for spiritual growth. There's so much room for depth in the spirit. When he said to Peter, cast your net into the deep. There's so much depth. There's so much depth. And then the Bible said, deep calls unto deep. Deep calls unto deep. So, I just want to encourage you, let's take advantage of this time of our Daniel fast. Everything we do, whether it's corporate or individual, make sure you are committed to drawing closer to the Lord. Lord, tell him daily, Lord, I want to know you more. I want to be closer to you. You know, it's not by formula. It's not by the mechanics. No, but you want more of him in your life. You want him to rub off on you more. You want to be more like him. Amen. And this is so powerful. You know, before we get so much into talking about the divine power and the divine dunamis and everything that it will do in our lives and all the divines, the divine appointments that are waiting. Hallelujah. Amen. The divine realities that will take place. Divine manifestations that are coming up. Divine interventions that have been prepared. Divine interruptions that must happen. Divine orchestrations that have already been cooked before the beginning of time. Before we get into all these divines that the divine dunamis is going to bring to pass, let's take some time and get close to the divine himself. Let's get close to divinity himself. Let's draw close to the Lord. Let's not be so focused on what is in his hand. Let's get very, very, very much into what is in his heart. Amen. And so, as I prepare us for our Daniel fast, this is really more of my focus. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, this is our text for the year. It says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him. It is through the knowledge of him. Nothing happens outside the knowledge of him. Nothing will take place. Nothing will be established outside of the knowledge of him. It is through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, so that by these you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. It is through the knowledge of him that his divine power makes everything available to us. All these divines. And remember, don't stop at the 6 divines that we have listed. You can add your own. There are some people who need divine healing. Add your divine healing. Because it's divine everything. It's not just the 6 that we have listed. The 6 we listed, those are the ones, okay, well, you know, you have, you know, where you're at, then you have et cetera, et cetera. You know, add your own, put your own specific. Some people need divine healing. Some people need divine promotion. Some people need divine direction. Some people, you add your own divine. It is divine everything. Some people need divine rescue. Add yours, whatever yours is. Amen. So, he says there in the New Living Translation, you know, I love this. I've been using this since the Watch Night service. The New Living Translation version, he says, by his divine power, God has given us everything. Everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him. Coming to know him. The one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. I love the message. He says, everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately. The one who invited us to God. By getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us. This is the root of everything that the Lord seeks to do in our lives. It is through knowledge. It is through getting to know him personally and intimately. It is getting to know him personally and intimately. It is not just knowing about him. It's not just hearing about him. It is getting to know him personally and intimately. There's so much more to know about this God. So much more to know in this God. So much more intimacy to develop with this God. So much more of his personality to take on. Hallelujah. And you know our God is long-suffering and patient. He's not impatient with us. Wherever you are on your journey today, wherever you are, the Lord is there waiting to take you by the hand and lead you to the next level. Wherever you are not too low, you are not too shallow, and you are not too deep. Nobody is so high that there's no more of God that they can receive. No. Nobody is too shallow that, oh, God is too far out, they can't get him. No. Wherever you are, all of us, there's more of God. There's more of God we can contact. Hallelujah. And you know, in our watch night service, the Lord supernaturally interjected this scripture for us, Psalm 91, verse 14. It says, because he has set his love upon me. Obviously, that's one of the ways we know him. As one of the ways we get more intimate with him. Is to set our love upon him. To set our affection upon him. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. The word know there is the Hebrew word yada. It means to have an intimate relationship with another person. It means to know someone relationally and experientially. Hallelujah. You can see someone for years. You can even have some sort of a relationship with someone for years, but you may not know them. It takes the revelation of that person to you to enable you begin to know them. Different from what you thought you knew. It's yada. It's to know someone relationally and I love that word experientially. To have experiential knowledge. Hallelujah. You see a little bit more of that in just a couple of minutes here before I wrap this up. To have experiential knowledge. It's yada. And you know, the Bible tells us, you can just put that up because I don't have time to look at it. The Bible tells us in Daniel 11:32, they that know their God, what will happen? They will be strong. And then what would happen? They will do exploits. They that know is the same word. It's the same Hebrew word, yada. They that know their God, that know Him relationally, experientially, intimately, they will be strong and they will do exploits. They that know their God. Not those, not they that know about Him, not those just that hear sermons preach about Him, not just those that read about, no, that those who know their God. Yeah. Hallelujah. They will be strong and they will do exploits. They that know their God. They that know their God. That's that same word, yada. It's that same word. I want to show you just before I wrap up here, just three aspects here to knowing this God. Three aspects. Look at Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. Let's read this first in the King James and then read it in the Amplified as well. I want to show you, as you begin to get to know Him, tell Him, Lord, I want to know You more. I want to know You more. Help me know You more. There's that song. We used to sing this. So I'm not going to try to sing it. But I'm gonna read it out to you. I wrote it down in my notes. It's a song we used to sing. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing You. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing You. I want to know You more. I want to know You more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing You. And then there's another one. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All those wonderful passions and purity, blah, blah, blah. Oh, thou spirit divine. All my nature refined until the beauty of Jesus is in Him. I want to know You more. I want to become more intimate with You. Somebody said, well, I feel like I've kind of coasted out. I've kind of capped out. You can't cap out in knowing God. You could never cap out in knowing God. There's so much more. If you ever find that you capped out in knowing God, it just simply means somebody stopped moving. Somebody stop moving. If you cap out in knowing God, somebody stop drawing. He said, draw close to Me and I will draw close unto you. That's what He said. Draw near unto Me and I will draw near unto you. That's it. But if you stop moving, then everything stops. There's so much more. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, look at that in the King James, said that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. Be made conformable unto His death. Be made conformable unto His death. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. Be made conformable unto His death. I want you to read this a little bit longer in the Amplified. I'm going to try to close out here in the Amplified. He says, for My determined purpose is that I may know Him. That I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him. Perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of it. It takes those three levels of knowledge to know God. To know God more takes those three levels of knowledge. The first one is a perceiving. The second one, he said, recognizing. And the third one, he said, understanding the wonders of His person. More strongly and more clearly. Look at that. I like the way he used more. I like that qualifying word, more. That means you know some now, but there is more. Look at your neighbor, say there is more. Say there is so much more. Hallelujah. More clearly, more strongly. There is more. He says, and that I may know. So now, that knowing Him is what then produces the power. He said, and that I may in the same way come to know the power outflowing from His resurrection, which is exerts upon believers. It is through your knowing Him that the power, the divine dunamis becomes available to you. It is through knowing him. This is why our first priority in a fast is knowing him. Please, when you get into your fast, don't start out every morning always asking God, and God, you remember that thing you didn't do last year? I told you several times you didn't answer that prayer. This year I'm back, Lord. I'm looking. No. don't pray like that. That's not good prayer. Don't pray like that. Oh, that's not good prayer at all. I already told you some prayers are acceptable, some are not. That one is not acceptable. Amen. When you come before the Lord, please don't focus on what you know. Start out him. We sang that one of those songs that really caught me up into another level this morning was, what to worship you I live. Do you know something happens when you worship? Somebody wrote a song, he said, when I worship you, I become like you. It is true. The more you worship God, the more you become like him. Because something changes in your heart. Something changes. You cannot worship God in spirit and in truth and you remain the same. No, something changes in your heart. The more you worship him, the more you become like him. Take time to worship him and tell him, Lord, I want to know you. Help me know you more clearly, more strongly. Look at those three words real quickly so I can close. Perceiving, recognizing, understanding the wonders of his person. More strongly, more clearly. What is perceiving? What is perceiving? To have inward knowledge without necessarily having outward physical evidence. That's perceiving. To have inward knowledge without necessarily having outward physical evidence. When you perceive the wonders of his person, it is not based on anything going on around you. It is based on things going on inside you. To have inward knowledge without necessarily having outward physical evidence. What do we call this kind of knowledge? It's heart knowledge. It's spirit knowledge. It's perception. You just know some things inside you. And everything outside may be opposite to what you know, but you know it. You perceive it. Perceiving. To have inward knowledge without necessarily having outward physical evidence. As to perceive. Perceiving. What is recognizing? I like it. What is recognizing? Recognizing is to be able to identify and accurately interpret the outward physical evidence that you can see. See, the first one, there's no physical evidence. There's no natural evidence. It's just inside you. You just know it in your heart. That's perceiving. Recognizing is there are some things going on that you can see, but to be able to accurately interpret it, those things you can see is recognition. When God is moving in certain ways, to be able to recognize it, that's God. I didn't even expect that it was going to work like that, but that's God. I didn't even think that's where he was going to show up, but that's God right there. That's God right there. And then you can tap people around you, say, that's God. Look at God. Look at God. Yeah. You know, that's the exciting. Whoa, look at God. Look at God. That's recognizing. But perceiving, there is no external. It's all in your heart. You just know. Everything may look dark and cloudy, but there is this big light inside you. You just know. God is walking. We can't see it, but God is walking. God is moving. Perceiving. Recognizing. And what's the third one? Understanding. Now, recognizing, I told you, is everything going on, you can interpret it clearly. It's called sense knowledge. Sense realm knowledge. That's sense realm knowledge. Because your mind comes into work to interpret. It's sense realm. You can say, this is God. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Huh? That's God.
That somebody may even say, no, that's not, I think that's the government. No, that's not the government, that's God.
Hallelujah. That's God.
Hallelujah. And somebody said, no, I think that's your boss. No, it's not the boss. It's God. That's God who did that. It's God who did that. See, the more you grow in that kind of knowledge, the closer you are to the Lord. You recognize Him. You recognize that's God. That's God. They say, oh no, I think that's new medication. It's not the new medication, it's God. God just touch you. Woo! God just touch you to recognize Him. Recognize what He's doing. It's sense realm knowledge. And then there's that third one. The last one is understanding. Growing in understanding. Understanding is to be, listen to this now, is to be able to perceive, to recognize, and then you do those two together, and then you are able to explain, you are able to preempt, you are able to act upon, and you are able to grow in the knowledge that you acquire. Think about it. Understanding is both inside, outside, being able to explain it, being able to preempt it, being able to act upon it, and being able to grow in it and take the necessary steps based on it. That's understanding. That's understanding. I know it inside and outside. I can explain some things about it. I can preempt it, so I can make decisions based on it, and I can grow in it. That's understanding. That's why Paul prayed when he prayed in Ephesians chapter 1. You know that prayer. You are going to see come up during our time of Daniel fast. Let's close right here. You are going to see that prayer come up. If you, by the way, before I read you that prayer, let's close out in that prayer. Ephesians 1, I think it's 17. let's close out there. I want to do some more promoting here. I want to do some more promo. Just before I read Ephesians 1:17. Somebody say, help him, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to kind of stir your appetite and your desire to read. You know, you can't gain knowledge without reading. You can't know somebody without reading. You are either reading letters or you are reading images or you are reading actions. You've got to read something. To know someone, to gain knowledge, you have to read. You have to read. So just before I close out and read Ephesians 1:17, there is a whole chapter in this book devoted to knowledge. A whole chapter devoted to knowledge. It is not titled knowledge, but that chapter is knowledge, is basically knowledge. It's titled Nothing Just Happens. And towards the end of that chapter, in page 39, there's a whole list of things that can help you grow in knowledge of God. It can help you grow in knowledge of things, in knowledge of your work, in knowledge of whatever it is the Lord will have you do with your vision, but it can also help you grow in the knowledge of God. There are one or two things here. Listen, praise God for the power of revelation knowledge and all the miracles. Oh, wait, did I miss that? Yeah. What is that understanding I told you? That understanding, remember? How did I describe understanding? Thank you, Holy Spirit. I missed that. I'm sorry. To be able to preempt. So you perceive, you recognize, and then you can preempt. You can explain. Mm-hmm. You can grow in it. And then act upon it. Take the right action. What is that? What is that kind of knowledge? Understanding is a measure of knowledge. What is that knowledge called? It's called experiential knowledge. So there's perceiving, which is just heart knowledge. There is recognizing, which is sense realm knowledge. And then there is understanding, which is experiential knowledge. Listen to this. Praise God for the power of revelation knowledge and all the miracles of increase and overflow it will bring into our lives. Before we close out our discussion on knowledge, I would like to mention a few simple things we can do individually in our lives to ensure we're growing in the knowledge of God and His ways. And then there's a number of things, a few bullet points here. Take time regularly. This we begin to do
from this Daniel fast. Take time regularly and consistently to study and meditate the word of God. When you do that, you grow in the knowledge of God. Develop a quest and a hunger for more knowledge and pray that the Lord will help you become a voracious reader. Proverbs 2, 1 to 6, you see that when you get to it. Number 3, be on a quest for discovery always. I want to know you more. I want to discover more about, read widely from spiritual to secular literature and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to edifying books by different authors that can broaden your knowledge base. Number 4, read biographies and autobiographies of successful and godly people. Do you know one of the things I found out? By reading people's experiences, you learn more about God. There are certain autobiographies I read almost every single year during our fast. They tell me certain things they experienced with God. How God worked with them here. How God showed them things they didn't know. And in so doing, by reading their autobiographies and their experiences, I learn more about God. And then, myself, I get to know Him. It starts with an appetite, though. You have to have an appetite to read. Number 5, be a good and attentive listener and learner. Learn more than you talk. Tell your neighbor, say that's revelation for you. Train yourself to pay attention to learned people and pray that the Lord will help you develop. Oh, shoot. Thank you, Lord. Pray that the Lord will help you develop the ears and the tongue of the learned. Isaiah 50. Ooh. God. Help me develop the ears and the tongue of the learned. Two last ones. Lock into the Holy Spirit. Walk daily and consistently with Him. Pray that He will reveal deeper things in the Word of God to you and help you gain deeper insight into the counsel, wisdom, and revelation of God. There are scriptures to back all these things up. And then finally, this is good. Be a good steward of the knowledge you receive. Use it. Prove it. Share it. As experiential knowledge. As experiential knowledge. Be a good steward of the knowledge. Everything you are hearing, all these things you experience, use it. Prove it. Share it. Let's close. We're gone past time. Read. Everybody stand to your feet. Let's read together Ephesians 1:17. Let's close right here. We're done preaching. Let's close. Ephesians 1:17. Look at what it says. It says that the God is praying. Paul says, I'm praying for you that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards what who believe. According to the working of His mighty dunamis, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all things in all things. Woo! Raise up your hands to heaven. Lord, that I may know You more in this season, this year of divine everything. That I may know You more. Know more of Your heart. Know more of Your thoughts. Know more of Your ways. that I may know you more, that I might gain experiential, intimate knowledge of you, that I might walk closely with you, perceiving, recognizing, understanding the wonders of your person more strongly and more clearly. That I may know you more, more, more. Put it in your own words. Tell him, Lord, I yearn to know you. Lord, I yearn to know you. I know I've walked with you for a few years. I know I've learned some things. I know that I've gained some things. I know I'm not the same person who started a few years ago. But I know there's still so much more. There's so much more in you. So much more of 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 you. Lord, that you give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, so that I may know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your inheritance in the saints, God, and the great and exceeding power which you manifest and release when you raise Jesus up from the dead and set him up far above all principality and power, made him the head of all things, gave him to be the head of the church, filling all things in all things. Let it begin with more of your understanding that I have, more of your knowledge that I gain in my life, to know you more, to walk closely. Because Lord, I know if I can know you more, then I can love you more. It takes knowing you to love you. It takes knowing you to love you. If I can know you more, I can love you more. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on. Wherever you are, at home, wherever you are, join this service. Come on. You are not limited by distance. You are not limited by space. Come on. Make that your heart cry to the Lord. Lord, I don't want to cap out. There is no cap in the knowledge of God. There's no cap anywhere. The only cap that exists is my failure to apply myself. The only cap that exists is my failure to keep on moving. As long as I keep on moving, you keep on moving. As long as I keep on drawing near, you keep on drawing near. As long as I keep on passionately hungering and thirsting after you, like the psalmist said, I thirst after you like the deer pants for the water brook. Lord, as long as I keep doing that, Lord, you keep revealing. You keep revealing. You keep showing. As long as I keep longing, you keep showing. The revelation stops when the hunger stops. So help me not to cap out where I am. Lord, let this not be another traditional experience. We do this every year at the beginning, 21 days, and at the end of it, we're just the same. No, no. I don't want to be the same. I want to know you more. I want to have deeper understanding, deeper revelation, deeper knowledge of you. I want to be more intimate with you. I want to have greater perception. To have things going on inside me that cannot be explained by what is happening outside. To have insight and understand and knowledge inside of me that is not necessarily backed up by anything in the natural. I want to grow in that. I want to grow in recognition. To have things going on around me that I can accurately interpret. I can see the hands of God when He shows up. When He shows up in the upper room, I say, that's God. That's not wine. That's God. When he shows up in the lower dungeon, I say, yes, my God, he showed up and he delivered me. When he shows up in the Jordan, when he shows up in, Lord, that I can recognize that that's you walking. That's you moving. That's you moving. And then growing in understanding, putting it together, perceiving, recognizing, being able to grow in that. Being able, Lord, to act on it together, to interpret it, to preempt it, to take the right actions based on what is going on inside and outside, and then to grow in it, to grow in it. I yield to you, Lord. I yield to you. Whatever will stand in the way, Lord, remove it. Anything that will stand in the way of my growing closer, remove it. Remove it. Anything that will try to stop me from this onward movement, this progressive advancement, stop. Remove it. Remove it. Anything that will limit my ability to grow in the knowledge of you, take it out. The spirit of laziness, sluggishness, take it out. Lack of passion, lack of desire, take it out. A spirit of worldliness, take it out. Distraction, take it out. God, when I'll come out, God, knowing and having the tongue of the learned, the ears of the learned. I'll come out knowing how to speak a word in season, how to represent you appropriately, how to be a worthy representation of you, how to walk closely, have habitual fellowship like Enoch had. Walk closely, because we agree in about everything. We walk closely. We agree more things than we agreed on last year. We're walking. We're more aligned. We're more in line. We're more, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Let it be so, Lord. As the cry of our hearts, let it be so. As our hunger, let it be so. Let it be so, God. Let it be so. 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 And then we will love you more. We love you more. You become the center of our affection. The center of our affection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whew, thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, God. Do you recognize him? Do you recognize him? There's something going on in the spirit. Can you recognize that? There's a drawing. He's pulling us closer to himself. He's pulling us. He's pulling us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up to heaven. Say, it's my year of divine everything. I'm going to start with the divine one. The divine one. The divine one. The divine one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. It's hard to close, but let's close. Thank you, Jesus. It's hard to close, but let's close. Hallelujah. Standing out, one of those services you just want to even be quiet, you know. You just want to be quiet, but just be still, you know. But let's close so we can go home and get started, get our days, get ready for the week and everything that the Lord has for us. Thank you, God.